Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you ever wonder when you're going to work out? Should you eat a little something? It's a question I've been getting for so many years. Should you eat something before you work out? Should you eat something after you work out? Should you be eating protein before or after? What's with the whole new thing of chocolate milk as a recovery drink? What are you supposed to do if you are working out, even if it's a light workout? Do you eat before, and have you ruined it if you eat afterwards? My guest today is Dr. Felicia Stoller, registered dietitian and fan favorite here on Train Your Body. Dr. Stoller, eating before, eating after. If we eat after a workout, are we just ruining all the calories we just, burned off?
Well, you know, as far as eating afterwards, what we really need to think about is, like, replenishing, right? So there's sort of this, and it's not just foods, it's beverages, too. So there's an important fact here. The question is, you know, what your goals and objectives are. Are you working out for performance purposes? Are you working out for weight maintenance purposes or weight loss purposes? Are you trying to gain weight? So your calories that you take in throughout the day have to be accounted for both before, during, and after a workout. So not to exceed what you need, but recognizing that you have to replenish what is lost. And again, when you might eat again, so depending on the time of day that you're exercising, it's going to matter. But I'd even love to take it a step back, Melanie, and look at, are you working out on an empty stomach? Because that's going to impact things as well.
What does that do for you if you're working out on an empty stomach? What does that do to you?
Well, let me say empty stomach versus low calories, because you actually want your stomach pouch to be empty, but or pretty close to empty, but as far as running on an extreme calorie deficit, like if you eat dinner and you're one of those people that wakes up and rolls out of bed and goes for a workout, then you're most likely working out glycogen depleted with very low blood glucose stores, which means that your rate of perceived exertion for your exercise is going to be greater. So you're going to feel like you're working out a lot harder because you don't have enough fuel in you. Believe it or not, we need carbohydrates to sort of burn that flame of the fat that we want to get that fat stores, going. So we really do need carbohydrates in the morning to even get us to that place where, or before we're working out, where we have enough fuel to burn those fat stores during exercise.
What kinds are you talking about? People hear carbohydrates. They run from carbohydrates. When you're saying, get a little glycogen stores going, what are you talking about? Are we talking about pastas or an apple?
No, well, okay, let's think about it in terms of within 1 hour. Within 30 minutes, it's something that's completely liquid. Within an hour, it's something that's a little bit more gelatinous, slightly thicker. Some people can tolerate food before. Like, some people might be able to tolerate eating something like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some crackers or some pretzels and water, whereas somebody else may not. So the best way to think about it in terms of, and then 2 to 3 hours before you can have a full mixed macronutrient meal that has carbohydrates, protein, and fat. So carbohydrates, can be from grains, they can be from fruits, they can be from vegetables. They can even come from dairy, because dairy products have carbohydrates and protein in it as well and happen to be fluid. So the easiest way to explain it is I was teaching this to my husband the other day. Think about your stomach and when you eat a meal that has carbohydrates, protein, and fat. Think about the old image of a washing machine that sort of everything's swishing around in your belly, right? And it becomes this, mixed mass of fluid and it's going into your small intestine. We want it to leave our small intestine relatively quickly if we are going to be exercising. That's why the recommendation for having fluids only are so important within 30 minutes, if not up to an hour. The more protein you have, if you have fat or fiber, that's going to slow down that the transit time, meaning the amount of time it takes for the contents of your stomach to leave your stomach proper and go into your small intestine. Because nobody wants to feel like they still have food in their belly, that it's sort of, jostling around in there while they're trying to work out. That will cause people to cramp up, and they're not going to feel well. Some people sometimes, may spit up or burp, and so you just, that makes exercise a little bit less pleasant. But if you're well-fueled for exercise, you can exercise more efficiently, more effectively, go longer, because you're not going to fatigue because you ran out of gas.
What about, so you mentioned fiber a little bit, and you know, you like you say, you don't want to have too much going on in there. And fiber can make you feel gassy. You know, it can make you feel like you got to go to the bathroom, you know, any
right.
of those kind of, because when you're exercising, your body gets moving, you got to go to the bathroom. You know, you don't want to have to go take a poop. And if you eat too much fiber beforehand, then
right.
that could contribute to that need.
Right, absolutely. And it depends on the type of fiber that you're taking in and the fiber source. Some fibers are more gaseous than others. I mean, perfect example, some people, you know, get very gassy from eating beans and other people do not. So that's just sort of like a simple way of explaining it to people as far as, like, you know who you are if fiber bothers you. So clearly I would not recommend doing something that's going to cause you to have some kind of gastrointestinal distress before you're going to work out or do your sport of choice. So you need it in your diet so that we can move the poop through the chute so that we decrease our risk for colon cancer and other cancers. And, you know, we want to keep things flowing. You know, we want things coming in and we want them going out, but at the right times. And as you said, not during exercise. So, you know, that is just something to be mindful of as part of your, you know, all-around diet. But even a small amount of something with, like, for example, I gave an example of just something like a little glass of juice, right? Small, 8 ounces of juice, you know, wash it down with some water. It's amazing how athletes feel so much better when they have something like that. I mean, some people will drink a Gatorade or Powerade or some other, you know, sports beverage like that. You know, you can do that if you need some extra fuel right beforehand. As far as what you need afterwards, there's sort of this priority of nutrients. You need water, you need electrolytes, you need carbohydrates, then protein, and then fat.
Okay, so those are kind of the order that you need it. Now, in the last couple of minutes for us, Dr. Stoller, kind of recap everything that you've said about your workout. Let's assume it's a good, decent workout, you know, a little cardiovascular, a little weight training. We're not talking competition here. We're talking
right,
or
right.
events. You know, we're talking just general working out, weight training, cardiovascular. Start with before, then the exercise, and then after. Just recap it for us, if you would.
So basically, you want to have fluids beforehand. You want to have some calories beforehand to make sure that you're not working out on a completely fasted state. So if you haven't had any carbohydrates within 6 hours, you need to make sure you have that because that's our preferred fuel of choice to get our exercise started. And then afterwards, you want to make sure you replenish what is lost. So again, focus on fluids first, electrolytes second, carbohydrates, then protein, and then fat. And again, I'm a big fan of getting it from real foods if you can, supplements if you need it, or bars or meal replacements or stuff like that. But, you know, again, making sure you replenish what is lost. You don't want to take in extra calories just because you're working out doesn't necessarily mean you need to take some extra bar or shake. You have to make sure you include that in your total caloric intake for the day if you're watching your weight.
That's great advice. You do have to do that because some people think it's a green light if you're working out to just kind of eat as much as you want. And if it's still calories in, calories out, and you take in more than you're burning, you're still going to have a little bit of a, you know, issue with your weight. So that's all great advice. If you missed any of that great advice, listen again anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and share these shows with your friends, because when we've got guests like Dr. Felicia Stoller on this show, you're getting the most quality information, the highest quality information that you can get, and you know that it's information you can trust. So share it with your friends, put it on your Facebook page, listen to it as a podcast, but definitely spread it around because it's such quality information, and especially when you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, the gold standard in fitness and health. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.